Another issue that we talked about in terms of induction was the issue of carfilzomib, and we did see more data on that. And obviously, the ECOG trials out there comparing KRD to RVD. Where are we right now in terms of that issue?
So, you know, the ECOG trial did include KRD, and it compared it to essentially KCD, and there was no RVD in that Forte trial. And what it showed us very nicely is that the IMiD proteasome inhibitor-containing combination is way better than the cytoxan-containing regimen. So most of us would agree that in a transplant-eligible patient, you need to have an IMiD, you need to have a proteasome inhibitor, and the steroid. I think the bigger question in the Forte trial was KRD with transplant and KRD without transplant. And I think for the first time, we saw really robust data at the end of a year showing us wherein MRD negativity with or without a transplant was not very different, suggesting that just the triplet drug combination can get you to an MRD negative state. What was shown also by the investigators at this year's ASCO meeting, which was an advance to what was presented by them at ASH last year, was the fact that there's a subset of a patient population, and that's mainly speaking to the high-risk patient population. And when you look at this high-risk patient population, this may be a patient population wherein actually that transplant did make a difference, so that getting a transplant seemed to portend a better outcome for folks with the, they included patients with 414 and 1416. They did not have the deletion 17P included in the subset of patients. You know, I'm going to push back a little bit over there, because what they did do in this trial at the end of a year was a second randomization. And their second randomization is to using lenalidomide versus lenalidomide plus the carfilzomib. So proteasome inhibitor plus lenalidomide versus lenalidomide. And I don't think at that randomization, they actually took care of high risk versus low risk, or at least they haven't shown us that data. And in my mind, or at least the data we have, you know, most of us would agree that if you have some of those high risk features, which they have alluded to in this clinical trial, the majority of us would use a doublet. We would not use just lenalidomide maintenance. So although based on the Forte trials data, at least as of right now, the suggestion is that the high-risk patient population does benefit from the transplant. I think once you take into account this, you know, second randomization to dual maintenance versus single maintenance, I'm not so sure that it's going to pan out that the high-risk patients actually need that transplant. So I think we just have to wait a little bit longer, but certainly the high-risk ones were the ones who were progressing more and seemed to need the more aggressive sort of treatment.